This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Anti-Defamation League says anti-Semitic incidents in Colorado jumped by more than 50% last year. Spokesman Scott Levin blames the increase on a decline in civility among elected leaders, which thus emboldens hate groups.
People just don't feel as safe as they used to. When we see such a rise in anti-Semitism, it really can be the canary in the coal mine, showing that there's a rise of hate against all different types of groups.
Levin says there were 61 incidents of anti-Jewish harassment and vandalism reported in Colorado in 2019. Colorado Mesa University is working with health officials to develop a plan to allow campuses in Grand Junction and Montrose to resume in-person instruction in August. Some facilities are slated to reopen next month, including a bookstore and recreation center. Tourism is down, but the governor's office expects the industry will recover eventually. CPR's Taylor Allen reports.
Travel restrictions and stay-at-home orders in March kept would-be tourists away from the state. As of mid-April, it's estimated that visitor spending in Colorado has declined 89% from the previous year. COVID-19's impact on the tourism industry has been compared to 9/11, given consumer fears of travel. It took about 4 years for visitor spending to recover from 9/11, and that was true for the Great Recession as well. The state is expecting a similar path to recovery after the pandemic. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, many labs say they have plenty of COVID-19 tests, but that widespread testing is still not happening because a test has several parts and shortages of those parts occur in different places. Then, South Korea had planned to reopen schools today, but with a new spike in cases, the country has had to delay the start of school by a week and close down all bars and clubs. Testing breakdown and South Korea restart are next on All Things Considered. There is a red flag warning until 9 tonight for the Western Slope and Grand Junction. Currently in Grand Junction, 79 degrees. It is 73 in Denver, 60 Colorado Springs, 64 in Vail, and it is 65 degrees for Pueblo. This is CPR News.